The wrong question. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. The latest take on the invasion of Congress is that we must find out how the pirates got past the police. Except, we already know the answer, right? It was because nobody paid attention to the warnings on social media and because the kinder, gentler approach to policing falls apart when you have a riot. We learned all that over the summer. It's the wrong question. The sticky thing about what happened Wednesday is not that the police weren't ready. Is that the mob was empowered by a sitting president of the United States whose clear intention was to stop what was going on that very moment at the Capitol, namely the process of electing his replacement. It was way too close to 1933. Google it. And as for the Republicans calling out Democrats to admit their hypocrisy when it comes to which side they take when the thuggery breaks out, I agree. Schumer and Pelosi and Harris and Biden should stand together and declare to the nation and the world that violence is violence, no matter who's behind it. Because this is a pretty bright line that's been crossed here, don't you think? So they should make it absolutely clear that the next time a Democratic president calls a rally to encourage a crowd to sabotage the electoral count and prevent his successor from assuming office, they will take immediate steps to have him removed, just as Republicans ought to be doing now. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.